Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching on Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Yes, What's Catching on Air? Morning, Shane.
Yeah, how are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. What's been happening in and around, we'll start with Elliston.
Yeah, we've had some pretty average weather and all that, as everyone would know. The reports are a little bit lean from everywhere this week, but up at Elliston, there's not heaps of news, but most of the beaches up in that area, they've got salmon to some degree of mixed sizes and also numbers there. Probably Talia is probably the best one. And up at Elliston Jetty there, there's been tommies and squid mostly. And, yeah, I think that kept people busy over the long weekend.
Very busy. Coffin Bay, I was out there for the markets on the weekend, and I heard a lot of people talking about quite a few undersized whiting at the moment.
Yeah, there are. So there's a lot in the bay. So in the bays, well, it's a good sign, really. There's a lot of undersized whiting there. There's a few legal ones in the mix there. So it's been like that for a number of weeks now. So you catch about 10 whiting and you might be able to keep one. So I'd probably leave that area, give it probably another 3 or 4 weeks, and there should be much better whiting around there.
Is that because the whiting are still just replenishing the numbers? What's the story there?
It's the start of the spring season, really, so you've got those smaller fish that just seem to come in first. They'll come in first, and then they'll start dispersing, and you'll get the bigger ones coming in.
The gummy sharks would be the way to go then, I'm guessing?
Yeah, there's gummy sharks in the bays there. There's quite a lot of salmon trout as well, a few tommies. There should be a few garfish starting to kick around, and also some snook, but gummies definitely, so there's quite a few of them. If you head out to Farm Beach, though, very good for whiting out there, has been for some time now. Had a few more people that went out there over the weekend. You just got to pick your weather. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been great. Once we get rid of today, I think it's going to be pretty good. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities coming up the next week. But the people that did get out there, they've done really well. There's gummy sharks out there as well, tommies, garfish, snook, and a few squid.
That's obviously going to be the case right across at the moment, is you just got to pick the weather.
Yeah, I think today's it, fingers crossed. And then we've got, it looks like we've got a week of pretty good weather coming up. So, and it gets really good, I think from Saturday onwards, it starts to look really good.
Saturday onwards, that's when you can get the best of it, we hope. What about around Lincoln?
Around Port Lincoln, most of the news is all around the jetties. Caraman Park Jetty in particular, heaps of people staying there, and squid were going off down there apparently. Off the town jetty and the main wharf, you've got squid as well, but also a few whiting. In the bays, it's pretty quiet other than squid. So there's a lot of squid around Boston Island on the North Shore, which has been, you know, has been going off for some time now. Elsewhere in the bays, there's smaller whiting starting to show up now. I was out last week in the proper. Didn't get any legal ones, but quite a few small ones.
Well, that's a good sign, though. They'd probably be on the way then.
Yeah, so they'll be on their way. I'd say any week now, you're going to start getting some good catches in around the monument and Sporting Cove and all that. Down the passage, though, not many people went out there, but there was a few that did. And the reports of the whiting were really good down the passage and also down at Thistle Island. And salmon fishers down the Sleaford coast. There's been salmon all the way along that whole coast there, but the best area is really from Wanna to Miller's Hole. There's schools of salmon there most days, and you just got to pick your weather, get the weather right, and there's plenty of salmon down there.
Off to Tumby Bay, what about the jetty fishers? How are they doing?
Really good on squid. Had a lot of visitors come in, and they said they're real happy with the squid, buying heaps of squid jags and all that to catch more, so there was plenty there. There's tommy, snook, and a few whiting as well. If you put in the time, you'll get them. And the boat fishers out of the group, the ones that got out there, they done pretty good on whiting, trevally, snook, and squid.
It seems that as you get further north, it seems to be less and less happening. Port Niolano Bay maybe a little light on?
Yeah, so that's been pretty good recently, but I had a lot of people that came in. They were fishing at Port Neal mostly, and they said it was real hard going there. So it had changed. It definitely, there's been a change in the fishing up there. Don't know why. But, yeah, they only got small catches of whiting, squid and snook. But off the jetties there's squid, snook and garfish and tommies as well.
So generally we're thinking if you want something, maybe head a bit further south.
Yeah, Farm Beach is the, the pick of the lot at the moment, and Thistle Island and the group, other good spots as well.
And hopefully all that's going to change with the weather, and as the weather improves, conditions improve, and you can catch salmon trout. I'm looking at these new pro. Do you call this an octopus beak? Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah, so what we're looking at there, Keith, is these are the Shinto Pro hooks. So they've been out for a couple of years now. These are the new ones, improved ones. They're probably my favourite hooks. And the ones I like using are the Shinto bait holders for whiting. They're super sharp, and you just pin so many fish with them. You don't lose too many fish with those ones. And the bigger hooks, we're coming into that mulloway season, the octopus and the octopus circle hooks, very popular hooks. They're my favourite mulloway hooks now, and they, you know, once again, they're super strong, and they really pin the fish, and they're great for salmon as well.
Something with a bit more oomph behind it and power and strength to be able to hold on.
Yeah, yeah, and they're pretty good. They're really good price as well. So when you compare them against some of the other brands, these ones are a really good price, so they're good value. And in the coming weeks, there's going to be like big value packs coming out, like where you can buy a box of 50 of them, and they're pretty good price. So if you want to buy a heap of bulk hooks, it's definitely the way to go. And have a look at these, because they are good.
So that's
good,
the Shinto hooks. Pros, the octopus beak, and also the bait holder. And you recommend the bait holder for your whiting, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a whole range. There's a whole heap of different hooks as well. So in that Shinto range, you've got treble hooks, long shanks. There's a whole heap of different ones.
And if anybody does want to get their hands on those hooks, where can people get them?
We're at 16 to 18 Hallett Place, right across from the footy oval.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Shane.
Thanks, Keith.